going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jokes and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. Jones, let's begin in the NBA. Of course, we talked Celtics. They are in the playoffs after all, and 4 games into that series, they're up 3-1. As for the rest of the games yesterday, you had another instant classic in the Knicks-Pistons game. Knicks had a 94-93 win. A little bit of a ref controversy at the end of that game.
Yeah, did you think that was a foul?
I did. They even said after the fact that it was.
Yeah, the NBA has come out and said they missed a call. It looked like a foul in real time, but you know, it's a bit much of... I mean, the Pistons have peed away. So they could have.
Pistons weren't ready for prime time here.
They could have swept New York.
Yeah, they could. They should have won all these games.
They could be up 4-0 and the series could be done. Yep. So it's hard for me to give them too much sympathy, but I did think that was a fail.
They are the Knicks 1 win away from advancing to the next round. My Minnesota Timberwolves.
Looking good.
Anthony Edwards just bullying LeBron James.
He really did.
As they beat the Lakers by 3. That was a very physical game. Physical series.
You see Redick after the game also crying about the refs?
He likes to cry, though.
Okay.
That's JJ Redick for you.
He just flat out tripped. He wasn't tripped. He stepped on top of his foot.
I love that Redick is like, well, Luka doesn't just fall on his own. I'm like, you ever watch Luka?
Have you seen Luka?
Yeah, he does it all the time.
He kind of does.
And Redick, he ran that team into the... None of them had a... They showed the graphic literally every time they took a break, but they're like, they played the whole second half. LeBron's played the whole second half. LeBron didn't score in the fourth quarter. You wonder why.
Yeah.
Redick ran him into the ground, and then he wants to turn around and blame the refs.
Take a hike.
You screwed it up, JJ. Take what are you talking hike. About?
So the Timberwolves are up 3-1 in that series. Yeah. Also, the Pacers blew out the Bucks, and Damian Lillard went down with an Achilles injury. So the Bucks also 1 win away from advancing to the second round.
I want my Bucks pick back. That was a bad pick by me.
Horrible pick.
Yeah, it was not good.
Terrible pick. 2 games tonight. Cavs have a chance to go for the sweep of the Heat. And the Warriors take on the Rockets with Golden State up 2-1.
Are you worried at all about your Rockets pick?
Yeah. I went in. I was very hopeful. If they get this one, though, it's 2-2 going back to Houston. So tonight, I mean, tonight's obviously huge.
I'll be consistent, by the way. I thought it was soft that Tatum missed game two with his wrist bruise. It's real soft that Jimmy Butler missed a game for a butt bruise.
Butt bruise.
That's about as soft as it gets.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
Not great.
Swear to me that everything that you said
about the grab bag
is true.
I swear.
Okay.
Stanley Cup playoffs, Jones. Yesterday, Jim Montgomery.
Oh.
And the Blues.
Got on the board?
For the second time.
Oh.
Blues-Jets series tied 2-2.
Wow, Monty.
Yeah, Monty's
good
right in right the thick of things.
I didn't even realize they got game
but
three in there.
What's his win percentage?
Yeah, good question.
It's better than Don's, tell you that much. Hurricanes beat the Devils 5-2. Carolina up 3-1. Capitals beat the Canadians 5-2. Washington is up 3-1. And the Oilers got a 4-3 win in overtime over the Kings. Tied 2-2 now in that series.
Hmm.
Oh, by the way, actually in the Capitals series, I think one of the highlights, if you will, did you see Tom Wilson?
destroy somebody.
I did see this, yes.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
Nice.
And then tonight in the NHL, you have Lightning Panthers, Brad Marchand's Panthers up 2-1 in that series, and then Avalanche and Stars play game 5.
Are you rooting for Marchand?
Am I?
Yeah.
No.
Are Bruins fans, do you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I am not, because I feel like he is not rooting for me, so I've chosen not to root for
but
you, him.
You've already been proven pretty right.
I think so.
Yeah.
But no.
Still not rooting for him.
No, he's on my beefs list.
It's true. That's a good point. You're never getting your way out of the beefs list. That's true.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
All right, so we talked a lot about Shedeur Sanders. Not a ton, but we spent a little bit of time on Shedeur Sanders in the fall. We had our ideas as to why. One other element to this was he got pranked. He got Ashton Kutcher punked by a kid who filmed it and posted. So these Ole Miss, like, frat bros pranked Shedeur Sanders, called his phone. So apparently all these prospects get, like, a draft phone that only NFL teams have the number to.
Right, which if you've seen this video of Shedeur getting pranked, immediately when he hangs up, he's like, no one even has this number. How would this
happen? It's not, like, his number.
Correct.
So he was really confused, and these kids are like, hey, this is Mickey Loomis, the GM of the Saints. You're going to get picked. He's like, okay.
Yeah. Got him. Yeah.
Right. And then they're like, oh, you got to keep waiting. Never mind. And then Shedeur, even like, whether you like, hate, or have no opinion of Shedeur, even he's like, that was weird. Like,
what does that mean?
He's like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
That was confusing.
But it turns out.
The real big story of this, you're like, oh, whatever, just some loser kid and whatever. Like, I'm sure Shedeur Sanders will get over it. But it's the Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator's son who did this, which I feel like. What a loser. Like the
kid?
No, the coach.
Oh, yeah, well,
the kid's a loser for doing it, but
absolutely,
like, whatever.
But he's in his early 20s. Shouldn't have made the mistake, but okay, fine. He's a young man.
Even allowing that to get into the hands of his kid, well, so especially if you can't trust him.
What do you think happened? Because the official excuse in the Falcons statement is all the coaches, you know, they get these draft
iPads
burner
or
phones.
Whatever, or, that, yeah.
But I'm saying they all get these numbers, and so Albrecht would have had access to it. And the claim is, yeah, he left a tablet around and the kid saw the number and wrote it down and took it back to college and pranked Shedeur Sanders. Other players got pranked, by the way. Tyler Warren got pranked. There's another unknown player who got pranked after they picked.
Jeez.
And so, or at least as of yesterday, I haven't checked today, name is known. So there was an epidemic of this. But, Albrecht's kid is a loser.
Hey, this is with the Rams. You just got picked. Like, well, I got picked an hour ago, so.
And you wonder how the kid got the number and if you take the Falcons at their word, which I'm with you. I would not do.
No. Okay, he's suspect.
Suspect.
You got to fight for your right to grab bag.
The Pittsburgh Penguins have fired head coach Mike Sullivan.
Next coach of the Bruins?
Seems like it, doesn't it?
I think he's certainly going to be on the short list. That's a name that Scott McLaughlin's brought up with us a bunch.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a really good hire, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it could be.
You know, I want a guy with experience, so I would have him certainly on the Jones short list.
All right.
Honey, what do you feel like doing for dinner tonight?
I don't know. I could go for some grab bag.
I don't know. I had grab bag yesterday around 1:30, but I guess I could have some more.
I don't know.
You could.
You know what, Jones? It's the Hogdale call of the day. Best moment from the weekend series was?
Durant swiping home.
Yeah.
Well, here comes Durant stealing home. He's in! Holy f***! Jared Durant! He steals home! It's a 6-0 ball game! What the f*** just happened?
That's what it sounds like. What does it sound like when Hogdale sees the steal of home? Well,
yeah.
There's your answer.
You know, I heard O'Brien on the broadcast over the weekend. I mean, he got amped.
It's fine.
He didn't get Hogdale amped.
No.
No.
Few people do.
No.
Few people do.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away.
Yeah, get it ready.
Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up. They can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
All right, top at the box office this weekend in the old theaters. Top 5 movies at the box office. Sinners. Repeats is number 1. Wiggy saw it. Wiggy also enjoyed it.
Yeah, Wiggy comes in.
Let's go!
He comes in today and he goes, Keith, have you seen it? I'm like, I talked to you about it.
I told you it was the best movie ever.
That's what I thought.
I don't know.
I thought I heard that last week. And the first thing he says is, did you see it? I'm like, I know Keith saw it. You know Keith saw it.
I don't know if you noticed this. When we saw Wiggy at Fenway before we got to our seats, I was like, hey, Wiggy. And he like turned around with the face of like clearly like, oh, just some rando has recognized me. And it like took him a second. He's like, oh, okay. I was like, all right.
Good.
Anyway, Sinners was number one. A very slight drop off from week one, which is very impressive. So it's doing really well. Do you want to take a guess at what the second highest grossing movie at the box office this weekend? The Accountant 2 came out.
Ooh.
Until Dawn came out.
Ooh.
Minecraft is in week four. You want to take a guess?
I'm going Accountant 2 just because I know Missoula's seen it a whole bunch.
Wrong.
Dang.
The re-release of Star Wars Episode 3 Revenge of the Sith.
Wow.
20-year anniversary for Revenge of the Sith. Davey and I are going to talk about it tonight on the Dork Podcast to celebrate 20 years.
I heard you talking about this last week. Yeah. That's the only reason I even knew it was back in theaters because you guys were going to do it.
We're going to do it.
Dork coverage.
So they did a re-release. They put it in theater. It made $25 million.
New ending? New actors? New
Same
ending? Like a whole new thing,
exact
right?
Oh, okay. Thing, which you can watch right now for free on Disney+. The Accountant 2 actually just missed out. It lost by $1 million to Star Wars. So that was third. Minecraft was fourth. And then a distant fifth was Until Dawn, which I still want to see, but we'll get to there at some point.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Grab bag. Grab bag. All right, the NFL draft is in the books. Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
You know it.
Yeah, he is.
Sounds like not for long, though.
Browns?
No, the Steelers owner came out and was like, well, the Browns might.
Browns should get in on this.
Steelers owner came out and basically was like, yeah, we're going to get a deal.
We kind of have to. So they ended up taking, what, Will Howard in the sixth round?
That's it.
Yeah, they don't got much. Grab back! All right, let's take a look at the top NBA performers from yesterday's slate of games. Jones, Giannis, 28-15-6 in a loss.
Nope.
Jalen Brunson, 32-5-11
nope.
in a win. Jason Tatum.
No.
37-14. Your guy, LeBron James, 27-12-8
no.
and a loss.
No.
Anthony Edwards, that's 43-9-6.
If you watch, that's the guy for sure. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we are going with off day for the Red Sox, so no opponent random player.
Truly random.
It's the most random it could possibly be. This man played catcher, outfielder, first baseman.
Catcher, outfielder, first baseman.
Played all three of those spots.
Okay.
Mike Napoli.
Ooh,
wow. Good guess.
Yeah, it's a great guess. It's not Mike Napoli. Played, was a one-time All-Star.
That's it.
And played for one team.
His whole career.
His entire career, his eight-year career, which started in 1992 and ended after the 1999 season. He played 8 years for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh. Oh.
Now, he was with the American League Brewers and the National League Brewers.
I was going to say Luke Roy. That's way too early for him.
Yeah, no, he was only in the 90s. One-time All-Star. He went out on a high note. His last year, he was an All-Star. And what if I told you he made $13.7 million in the bigs?
Okay. Brewers catcher,
92-99.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. This is. I feel like Billy's wheelhouse specifically.
I would think so. He was teammates with Jeremy Burnett.
Trying to picture like my yellow Fleer cards.
It's not Burnett.
Jenkins.
It's not Jeff Jenkins.
Oh, good one.
Teammates.
Jeff with a G.
Yep. G off. Jenkins. G off. Played with both those guys. Teammates with both. I'm sure he was well liked.
No,
this text, Twitch has it. Twitch has it. Text, I don't see it yet.
Jaha played for too many teams. I'm going to look.
Ooh, John Jaha was good.
Wait, you said Text has it? That can't be right.
That's not a name I recognize. I said Twitch has it.
Is it Dave Nilsson?
Oh, yeah.
He got it.
I'm not sure that's a player I've ever even heard of. Dave Nilsson.
Yeah.
Wow.
He had 21 dongs his last year. He was an all-star catcher.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nilsson or Nelson?
Nielsen. He's Australian.
Okay. That was the Fenway All-Star game.
Text line says
Nelson.
No, it's not Nelson. It's Nielsen.
Twitch says Nilsson. You're saying Nielsen. Okay.
Twitch chat's also saying the first Australian in the All-Star game.
Wow.
I like that. Fun fact.
Good work.
Yeah.
Good day, mate.
Good work in there. Who had that detail? That was Rutherby Golfing had that
he'd
detail.
He'd rather be golfing.
Great work. That's a player I legitimately don't remember. Very, very random.
And he was at the 99 All-Star game at Fenway.
Yeah, he was.
I think we should know that.
We should.
Well.
No?
Look, we should know a lot of these. I hardly know any of them.
I think 99 was like the MB hats that they had.
Yeah. Oh, those are nice. There it is. Grab bag. Random baseball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.